Unit 7, Internet. Lesson 1, Surfing the Net. Listening and Speaking. 3. What do you usually do on the Internet?
B. Listen and complete.
Hi, Lucy. Do you often surf the Internet?
Yes, I do. I can nearly find all the things I want to know through it.
What kind of websites do you often get access to?
I often go to some movies or Chinese learning websites on the Internet.
What do you usually do on the Internet?
I like to shop online and see some movies.
What do you think are the advantages and disadvantages of the Internet?
Everything has two sides. The Internet can provide us with lots of information, but on the other hand, many people use it for illegal business, and some kids are addicted to the Internet, which harms their health and study.
Yes, I agree with your opinions.
4. How often do you use the Internet? B. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
Hi, Lily. How often do you use the Internet?
Hello, Mike. I use it almost every day, but I usually only use it to check my email. I don't often surf the Internet. You use the Internet a lot, don't you?
Yes. I use it to find products of the lowest prices from my computer. It can be frustrating when the connection is poor.
So you are online 8 hours a day?
Yes. I like the job, though. Sometimes I help other people in the office if they're having trouble online.
How useful do you think the Internet is as a source of information?
I think it's very useful. But there are two big problems. First, a lot of information you find online is false. Second, when you buy something online, you don't see it until you actually get it.
How do you solve these website problems when you are buying something online?
What I do is to find the website of shops, and then I will visit the shop to see if the products are fine and suitable.
That's a safe way. Could you help me to buy a new camera online?
My pleasure.
Reading and writing. 6. Productive ways to spend time on the Internet. B. Read the text with these questions in mind. 1. Do you make real good use of the Internet? 2. What can we do on the Internet?
Productive ways to spend time on the Internet. Owing to the Internet, people from different parts of the world can connect with one another, knowing what's happening on the other part of the world within seconds. Most of us spend time online playing games, chatting with friends, sharing pictures, and downloading songs, games, movies, and whatnot. A very few of us make real good use of the Internet. It is a huge information base. There are so many ways online that can help us make money, and there are so many websites where we can learn something new. Let's use it to discover ideas, gain knowledge, and enrich our lives by doing something productive online. Take courses that develop your skills and knowledge. These online courses are convenient, as they don't require you to go out to attend classes. Download ebooks from the Internet or read them online. Reading is one of the most productive ways to spend time on the Internet. Use the Internet to find answers for questions of daily living. From home decor and repair to fashion and relationships, there are many sources that give you good advice. The Internet is a good source to find how the world works. Right from how the government works and how economies rise and fall, to how the universe was created and how man plans to explore space, there are many websites that tell you how the world works. The Internet gives you a good platform to learn a new language. Starting from the basics, you can go to high levels by taking online language courses.
8. Read and recite.
1. The digital revolution is far more significant than the invention of writing or even of printing. Dr. Douglas Carl Engelbart.
2. The dream behind the web is of a common information space in which we communicate by sharing information. John Perry Barlow.
3. We are creating a world where anyone, anywhere, may express his or her beliefs, no matter how singular, without fear of being coerced into silence or conformity. Tim Berners-Lee.
4. The Internet is not a thing, a place, a single technology, or a mode of governance. It is an agreement. John Gage.
5. The Internet is becoming the town square for the global village of tomorrow. Bill Gates.
6. The net is the new underlying infrastructure for civilization itself. Doc Searls.
Lesson 2. Online shopping. Listening and speaking. 3. How can I get the refund?
B. Listen and complete.
Hello, customer service.
Hello, I bought the book Family from your website, but it misses some pages.
Could you tell me your order number?
4498-32676.
Okay. The title of the book is Family, right? All the copies of this book have already been sold, but we can still offer you a refund.
All right. How can I get the refund?
A staff member will come to your house to issue you the refund as soon as possible.
Okay. When exactly can I expect your staff member to arrive?
There has been a large amount of orders recently, so it might take a few days, but we will try to make it within 3 days.
Please arrange it as soon as possible.
Okay, I will. I'm sorry for the trouble.
4. Do you shop online often? B. Listen to the dialogue and answer the following questions.
Cindy, do you shop online often?
Yes, it's very convenient and the price is even lower.
Last week, I tried to buy some books online, but I didn't know how to pay for them.
You should open an account at the online bank first. After that, you can buy anything online.
Are there many things online?
Sure, you can find everything all over the world. Let's check it out online.
They log in a shopping website. Oh, an online virtual supermarket.
Let's click it to check it out.
Oh, I got it. It simulates the real supermarket, which makes it feel so real. Mom will love it. She loves shopping in supermarkets.
No doubt about it. Shopping online will get more and more popular. It's a real revolution about people's consuming habits.
Are there any disadvantages about it?
It takes some time for the stuff you buy online to arrive. But I think this problem will be solved soon.
Reading and writing. 6. Aunt Stella's. B. Read the text with these questions in mind. 1. Have you ever eaten Aunt Stella's cookies? 2. How much do you know about Aunt Stella's?
Aunt Stella's. Aunt Stella's cookies are well known in Japan, as many of the company's retail stores can be found in Japan's urban centers. The company philosophy is warm-hearted communication, which shows its ability to serve the needs of each and every one of its customers. The company believes that the one-to-one marketing it executes through its website is an example of this philosophy. Our My Choice feature allows customers to create their own cookie bag, choosing their favorite cookies from our selection of over 40 flavors, says Christine Dunkel, Aunt Stella's e-business manager. We let the customer create their own product based on their taste. The website is open 24 hours, allowing customers to decide when they want to shop online instead of having to abide by the operating hours and schedules of the stores. Over the past year, Aunt Stella's website, www.auntstella.co.jp, has doubled its customer count, growing 230% in sales and 300% in page views. Now the company uses a very successful affiliate program, which has allowed them to work with lots of partners to promote the site. In addition, during special occasions such as Valentine's Day or Christmas, they tie up their present campaigns with several successful women's websites and mobile sites. Unknown brands are traditionally viewed with doubt by many Japan's consumers. Therefore, it is a good sign for Aunt Stella's that the majority of their online customers are familiar with both the Aunt Stella brand and the taste of its cookies. The My Choice feature allows them to determine both the size and contents of their purchase, says Dunkel. Most of our customers begin with a My Choice purchase for their home before expanding into using our gift-giving option.
Teacher's World. A. Phonetics.
中元音绕口令。
1. There are 30 thirsty birds in the third tree.
2. Please turn to page 13 and look at the first picture.
3. The color of Emma's brother's second picture is orange.
4. After dinner, sit a while. After supper, walk a mile.
5. Never trouble trouble until trouble troubles you.
6. Double bubble gum bubbles double.
7. When your work is done, let's play in the sun. Singing one by one, we've a lot of fun.